The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the Frisky Business Podcast are based on our personal experiences as Family Resource Youth Service Center coordinators. They do not necessarily reflect the official policies, positions, or required duties of the Division of Frisk. This podcast is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only.
What is going on, fellas? We back!
We back.
We back.
Oh my God, it's been Chex's watch 2 months? Has it been that long?
It's been a long time. We've been busy.
Yeah. Look at all. I mean, this is like 2 months worth of facial hair, man. Golly.
Oh, my God. I see gray in there.
Yes. Yes. Because
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a little bit in there. When you got to deal with 600 middle schoolers, man.
No, you just got married. That's when it popped in.
No, it's been there for a while, too. You got to remember, it's been there for a while, dog.
You get married, get gray hair, then you blame it on the kids. It's crazy. Yes. Sound like an old man.
What's been going on?
Just living life, you know. Living life. Work, home life, work, home life. What else is new?
Basketball season just started for me, so I'm like, my life is over for the next 4 months.
So when's the middle school season? Like, it's not the same as high school, right? Do y'all start a little bit earlier or later? How's that go?
I mean, I'm not coaching middle school, so.
Why did I think you were coaching middle school?
I have no idea. Probably because you don't listen to anything I ever say.
I mean, you're not wrong completely.
I know.
Completely, yeah.
No, I think they start the same time, but middle school typically ends like early February, whereas high school is this late February if you stink, and then March if you're above average. So hopefully it's 4 or 5 months for us, but we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting year.
Yeah, I get that. We've been heavy in the youth sports. I mean, my son just finished his last t-ball game this past month. We just finished our soccer season this past month, about to head into basketball, about to do indoor soccer. We're still trying to figure out if we're going to do flag football next year, all that. And then, you know, school stuff too, a couple new programs, and then just work life and all the things. It's busy. It's busy over here.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. Speaking of busy though, I know that people have been wondering where y'all been at, man. They've been listening to episodes. We've been trying to spread the word. And we've been dark 030 for the last 2 months, not saying a word. Anybody want to update people on what's going on? Because I feel like we got some good news to share to the people.
I mean, simply to put it, we've been working. We've been being us and living our lives. And when you do this voluntarily, and you do it for the enjoyment of it, sometimes it gets some other things get in the way, but we've been working on some things too, even though we've been silent. So hey, Jalen, tell them what we've been working on, man.
So you know, when we first started this, we had a vision of what we wanted to do. I think some of you guys that have been listening and following us for the last year were probably at Fall Institute, our little live session that we did. It was probably our second, third episode, and tons of fun. When we walked out of there, we had always said, we want to see if we can do this for real as a session. And this year, we have pulled it off. Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon. The fellas will be live and thriving at the Frisky Business Live podcast episode. Get a round of applause. Yeah. Super excited. I mean, it's honestly just like one of those realization factors that when David brought this option to us, it was a no-brainer that we wanted to do it. But we knew that to be successful, we had to put as much time and thought into how we wanted to present this as a live session. And so because of that, a lot of the things that we were normally accustomed to doing, putting out tons of episodes, putting out tons of material, it had to take a backseat just until we got through. And now that we're 2 weeks out, we're ready. We're ready to come back, give y'all what y'all wanted. So we hope to see y'all, hope to see y'all there. And if not, you know, we are going to record everything like normal. We're going to post it and we're going to have a great time. And who knows? You're one of the people in the audience. You might get some custom limited edition swag that only is going to be available at this particular episode. So all those of you all that kept complaining that y'all never got any merchandise, here's your chance. And you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Some of you Boone County people, y'all know who I'm talking about.
Just say the names. Go ahead.
I'm not name dropping. No. But they know. They know. Because they heard. They've talked to me before. They know who they are. But yeah, super excited for it. It's going to be a good time. We really hope to see y'all there.
Yep. I think y'all are going to like it. I mean, what we talked about, you know, keeping everybody in, making sure we nail down our purpose, and making sure that we kind of keep it, you know, don't veer from what we're already doing too much, but like keep it conversational, let people kind of share their piece, their stories. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
It's going to be interactive too. So don't come and think that you're just going to be able to sit idly by. We're getting y'all involved. So that's big news number one. Obviously, we were working on another project. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that at the end. But something we started this summer with our Voices of the State segments. We had some technical difficulties during our recording portions. And so what we had hoped to be, you know, the filler for some of the gaps in case we didn't produce enough content to allow you guys to have your voice on the episodes. Something happened with the mics and a lot of the audio was cutting in and out and fluctuating in volumes. So we are going to try to either recreate these moments via, you know, Google Meet, FaceTime, Zoom. If we meet up with you guys during the Fall Institute, all these things, we're really pushing for this to be something that works. And so if you're interested in that, or you were one of the people that we got to meet with, because those were really, really good conversations, we would love to re-record those episodes, get your guys' voice out there as it should have been. But we really apologize for how that happened. We thought everything was good, and then we listened to the episodes and was like, we can't put it out. You couldn't even edit it. There was so much fluctuation. So full transparency on how that's going. I know people were probably questioning, like, hey, you know, what happened to those episodes? That's where they're at right now. They're just kind of sitting in limbo, but we're working on it. We're really hopeful that we get back to it for you guys. So that's a little bit of the
It's kind of bittersweet, though. I mean, those are fun. Those are good times. We get to do it all over again. They were a lot of fun. I'm excited to do it again.
Yeah. Some of you guys that did it, I mean, the conversations were fantastic.
It was a blast. And, definitely want to get those re-recorded and get that out there. Because you guys are going to love those episodes. You're going to love those conversations. The information that just came from these people was just phenomenal. So
yeah,
we'll get that going again.
You really got to see. I think it was eye opening to see the difference in districts, the difference in locations, the difference in resources that people use. Questions that people probably have as coordinators of, you know, where can I get new ideas from? I mean, it's honestly refreshing, and I really wish that those would have worked out, because there was some really, really good people that we got to meet with. So if you all happen to listen to this episode too, like, please, we would love to get back in contact with you guys and set something up again. But let's flip the script a little bit. Enough of the paperwork fluff. the meat and potatoes of the segment, you know. Post summer break, we're finally getting the gears rolling, rolling up on Red Ribbon Week, rolling up on holiday assistance. What's been going on with you guys for school? Talk to the people about new programs or things that you guys are excited about. Like, what have y'all been having fun with so far this year?
Oh man, I've been having fun and adjusting to life with construction going on at our school. And so that's been interesting. And the program that I've thoroughly enjoyed for the first part of the school year so far has been going to New Day Ranch. Jalen and I have talked about that a couple different times, and Jalen and I actually had the opportunity to go to their fall gala that they had a couple weeks ago and share a testimony about the impact that this program has had on our students. And then the other thing is getting to work with my youth ambassador students after school once a month and getting to see them we call them PSAs, public service announcements. They've been really working hard on those. This past week I had some of those students help out with a festival, and they had a table set up just being able to just to talk with people coming through about the work that they're doing. And some of those students have even started a mental health club that meets once a month before school starts. So those are some of the things that I've had going on that I'm getting to see my students just shine through. And also getting to see some other students just grow. So,
which, by the way, that gala was so much fun. Like, one of the coolest venues I think I've seen. Marco, you saw some of the pictures we had posted. I mean, it was really a cool thing to be a part of and kind of have the experience as coordinators to have one of your local programs to kind of give you a voice. And obviously, you know, we weren't talking about ourselves at all, but Dave and I had a lot of people that came up to us and was very receptive of just listening to us talk about, you know, our jobs, our experience with New Day Ranch, things that we do with them. And a lot of people that were very appreciative. Like, I mean, we probably talked to what, 15, 20 people between the time that we got done talking on stage to before we left. I mean, it was very, very receptive. And we got to brand something. That was super dope. Like, I've never branded anything in my life. And I was like, this is so cool. I have a piece of wood sitting in my office right now, but that was so cool. Marco, what about you, man? What's been going on?
I'm a little jealous I didn't get to go, but it's
you could have came, man. You should have told us.
You know what's crazy? I'm sure we have something. I mean, it's Derby City, like it's Louisville. I'm sure we have something like that. Oh, yeah. I don't know about it. Maybe whoever's listening, maybe I got some friends who know about it. Maybe we can get something set up. But as far as stuff out in Jefferson County, I don't know if y'all have heard us on the news. There's a lot of uncertainty going on. We got a new superintendent, and they're possibly making changes to the district and all the things that come with having, you know, new people in charge. I don't think our day-to-day is going to change, but, you know, there's most likely changes coming to the district. But as far as my little world and my little school, it's a lot of new stuff this year. Like, I just did our first parent cafe. I don't know if you all have done that before, but I had my first parent cafe this year with our kindergarten classes or kindergarten parents. That went well. We just started a guitar club with one of our teachers. He has his own band, and it's called A Friend in Time. He does things out on the side. So he started a guitar club with us, working on a podcast club. People got wind of our podcast going. They're wanting to do a podcast club at school. We got a Field to Fork program. Jalen, you gave me the inspiration for that, but there's a place called the Food Literacy Project. So we got a group of kids that are gardening on their own and then learning how to cook, you know, kid-friendly recipes, like throwing stuff in the oven, mixing seasonings and all these things. They're taking the recipes at home. They're like, it's a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of new things, a lot of first things this year. And we're just rolling. We're just rolling with the punches, going with the flow, staying busy, making an impact. But it's a fun time.
Heck yeah. So nice, when man. You do, when you talk about like some of the teacher sponsors, like what's your role in that? Like, do you provide like the guitars or like rentals and things like that?
So that's the good thing about like community and networking. So with that specific club, he had a contact who was able to allow rentals for guitars for $10 a piece for a month. It was like $10 for a month to rent a guitar. And I asked him if it was different versus like acoustic guitars or electric. He said it's basically the same, but he's got to connect there. What I do in that aspect is basically just market it, get all the logistics done, send out the permission slips, the signups. Help him facilitate a space if he needs one. Other than that, he just kind of runs with it, and he tells me what he wants to send out, and I send it out. Things like Field to Fork, I partner with another teacher. She takes some days, I take some days, and some days we're both there together. Sports clubs, things like that. We have some teacher sponsors that have kids on the team and parents that help out, and it's really, that's why it's really important to have a very good relationship with the staff. Because they, I mean, it takes a village. You know, everybody knows it takes a village to be in this job, to come to school every day and bring in the opportunities that they might not get outside of school.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree on that aspect. I know a lot of this is like the first year that I don't want to say relied on staff. But I've got the notion or like just the thought process of I want to be like way more hands off with things and push more opportunities. And since I've come up and thought of that particular thing, like, I mean, we're flowing with just a variety of things that are getting done. Obviously, I talked to you guys back in August about trying to start the esports team. Mm-hmm. We are officially like up and running like smoothly. It's one of the coolest things. And to me is honestly like what I feel like is my biggest accomplishment up to this point. We are the first school in Boone County that is officially like directed through the Boone County like internet service. Boone County High School had already had a team prior to that, but they were using off campus internet sources and everything like that. So we were like the pilot program for this. And so for little old Jones, who people look at as, you know, the ugly stepsister in some occasions, we were the first to do something that is huge in the scale of like current day-to-day activities for students. And so I'm really excited about that. Our Madden kids, Madden, they took a beating today, but off the record, I still feel like they cheated because we were winning Wednesday, and all of a sudden EA went down. And then today we played the same school and lost by 2 touchdowns or 3 touchdowns or something. I'm like, okay. All right. Who was actually taking care of business? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all bringing a high school substitute to beat up on a little middle schooler. Like,
that's crazy. That's crazy. I do want to say, by the way, I don't mean to cut you off, but for those people that maybe don't understand the impact that things like this have on the kids, these are opportunities that they won't get anywhere. They see streamers, they look up to YouTubers now, and we may not, like, as you know, the older generations may not appreciate that, but these are opportunities that are just opening a door for them. Whether they want to take that leap in that door, that's up to them. But I mean, for those that don't understand our role, along with meeting the basic needs of some of these kids, some of these families, is to also give them new opportunities that they won't get outside of school. I just want to throw that out there for whoever's listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when I had approached the idea, like, I won't sit here and lie and say selfishly, I just was like, you know, I would love to just get the kids together as an after school thing to get them to play games with their friends or whatever. Like, that was the initial idea. And then we stumbled across the actual service, Play Versus, which I won't lie, we did have a little bit of a hiccup to start. You know, getting the internet running through the district was an absolute pain. I mean, we lost probably 2.5-3 weeks worth of gameplay with the kids, gameplay with other teams, because we just could not figure out how to allow every, I mean, there were so many pieces to it, dude. But we're finally at, like, our Mario Kart team gets to play with no restrictions. Madden gets to play with no restrictions. These kids are building new relationships with other classmates. They're learning. And I mean, you know, I talked to them last week, on the match day. It's like, I've been coaching basketball for 8 years. And so even with this being something that is brand new to me, I still approach it as if I was coaching basketball. You know, the kids practice certain mechanics. They practice certain things. I research, you know, details. Like, it is not me just sitting the kids in front of a screen and saying, all right, here you go. Like, we show them game footage of high school matches and like, hey, look at these tactics that teams are using. Like, let's find the best option for play styles, you know, vehicle customization. Like, there's a lot to it. And the concept was, let's show these kids that there is another avenue of athletics that is available to you, even if football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, baseball, if that's not your thing, if physical motor sports are not your thing, you still have an option that can get you successful and get you to college without you having to feel like, well, I'm not good at any of those normal sports, but I'm good at video games. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's put you on a field where you can thrive. I'm really hopeful that we can take this field trip to the state tournament so the kids can see. Boone County that we feed into is actually top 5 in the state in Rocket League right now. So it's just a really cool thing to see how that's all transpiring. But outside of that, you know, the Garden Club has been one of my, you know, prized possessions for the last couple of years, ever since I got here and we got this new garden built. Like, everything just keeps leveling up. We started off the year, literally 2 days into the school year, getting invited to the state fair to compete in the salsa competition. Our kids placed third, which was really sick, just to kind of give them the experience. Like, it was hard because we had to go down and back. Like, I wanted the kids to be able to experience the state fair. So I think if we get invited back to that next year, I'm just going to plan accordingly and say, the private charter that we went through, I'm just going to have them, you know, take the kids home so they can stay and see all the vendors and everything. Like, it was literally get off the bus, go prepare our stuff, and then get back or perform, serve out our samples, get back on the bus, come back home. Like, they're like, Mr. Clark, I want to ride the rides. I'm like, no, we gotta go home, sorry, I'll get y'all a crumble cookie and that's all I can do for you. But they had a blast. And then we just recently did our fall harvest fundraiser project. So we harvested all the peppers, all the vegetables out of the garden, and we basically sold them out to the community. And we made $140. And all of that money is going to go back into the garden to purchase gloves, extra tools. We are partnering with Kentucky State University to do a microgreen agriculture project. I've never heard of that before, but essentially you can grow like miniature leafy greens that taste exactly like what the like big produce would look like.
Oh, that's nice.
So I think that's going to be our winter project, and we're going to use that fall harvest produce for this particular thing. So I think this year, like, I wanted to one up things. Wildy's going great. You know, we're doing a lot of field trips. I've got the NKU Youth Summit next week. I'm sure David's probably going to that at NKU. Midway through November, I'm planning on taking our women's athletics, volleyball, and basketball and cheer team to a women's college basketball game at NKU, just to kind of get them into the realm of athletics and seeing what the collegiate level, you know, looks like. So it's like, it's cool things like that, that like, that's what I was saying earlier, where I'm like, you know, people are talking about like family situations. I'm over here like programs, get my kids involved in things. So it's a lot of fun, but you know, I've been staying pretty busy with that. And now holiday season's coming up. So, foot never's coming off the gas, man.
It's always on the go.
Always moving.
On the go.
Always. So, I mean, you know, as we roll into November, super excited for this opportunity to speak and connect with our fellow coordinators across the state and, you know, share some new ideas and get some more ideas. I tried that kickball and consequences thing. It failed miserably. We had five people that responded, literally. And of the five people that responded, I think two of them were like, I don't even want to play. Like, I'll just come and listen to what you guys are talking about. Other than that, no. So, we got to find something else to do, man, because it just did not go over well. I was so sad about that because I was super excited about the coordinator that told us about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Worth a shot.
Give it a shot and see what happens, man. You never know.
That's all you can do. So, well, y'all got some other stuff going on, man? Any future things y'all are looking forward to or planning on doing?
Well, I mean, you brought it up, Jalen, because I'll see you there next week, is the Northern Kentucky Youth Summit. I've got 10 kids going to that. And then we've got Red Ribbon Week next week for us. And so I mentioned earlier, like my youth ambassador kids, like they were helping plan out the Red Ribbon Week. We decided to keep it simple this year. We're just doing Monday through Thursday for our spirit week. It's wear red. And then Friday, of course, it's Halloween. So, you know, wear your costumes, get decked out. And it's always hilarious seeing high schoolers come into school all decked out in their Halloween costumes. And then after that, of course, it goes into the week of Fall Institute, but just like later into the month of November. That week of Fall Institute, we've got our, I think this is our fourth year doing it. It's our student-led mental health roundtable event that we're doing. And so we have a roundtable event planned in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we partner with a community partner, and they've got a guest speaker coming in. And also that guest speaker is like a BMX person. And so they're going to do a whole BMX thing and tie it in. Wheels? I don't remember who it is. I know there's a couple different ones out there. I've got the sheet sitting on my desk at work, but I have no clue.
Let me know that Wonder Wheels is who I brought in last year. And then literally 2 months ago, my principal was like, yeah, we didn't like that. I was like, you waited 8 months to tell me that you didn't like what we brought in. She's like, well, I thought the teacher would have given you feedback. I was like, no, no, they didn't. So thanks for that.
Yeah. No, I'm not 100% sure who it is, but that's interesting and good to know. I'd be curious to see how things go with this. And then we're trying something new instead of a career fair this year. We're going to do a reverse career fair. And so we've been working really hard with our seniors. We've got quite a few seniors being a part of it. And it's giving them an opportunity to put forth themselves and sell themselves to business leaders that are coming in and those business leaders are walking at the tables that the kids have got set up, and the kids are then selling themselves, like, hey, this is the career I want to be a part of. Hey, can you help me, you know, get there? Or are you looking to hire somebody right now that would give me like an entry level position within that field? So there's a lot of things that we've been working through.
So the kids are going to have their own tables, and the businesses, yeah, like the bosses, are going to come around and walk to their tables.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It being like your traditional career fair, like you have all these businesses come in and then the students come in, mm-hmm, and they walk around. Now it's reversed. They're switching roles.
That's interesting. I want to see that.
So the next time after this happens at late November, probably like in December or January, it'll be one of those things I can give you guys more feedback on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us an update.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That's really cool.
This episode of the Frisky Business Podcast is brought to you by SchoolAid. SchoolAid provides a variety of programming that is both engaging and informative while including hands-on opportunities for students. If you're looking to enhance your engagement nights or student programs, look no further. Check out all they have to offer at schoolaid.com.
Mac, you got anything else?
No, nothing else. Just once things start to slow down, start hitting that, like you said, the holiday assistance and moving into the new year. All the Thanksgiving, all the Christmas, all the things.
Oh yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's about the same. I think we talked about it today. I think we're gonna keep this esports thing rolling. We've gotten good responses from the kids, and even after things got started, we had several kids that were interested in joining. So I might see if I can partner up with a business for the spring season. And try to see if we can get another Nintendo Switch and then run two Mario Kart teams for the season. So and then I had some kids that were asking about some other games that were offered. So I don't know. It seems like this esports thing is blowing up a little bit, which is good. But you know, it's starting to beg the question on like my extra time, because I'm having to leave early to go to basketball practice, and as much as I love coaching and everything like that, I'm really liking, just I like being around these kids for esports, man. They drive me crazy, but they're a good bunch of kids, and you know, they're
trying. Can't you just have like seasons on it though? Like do a
yeah, but I mean, you got to think about it. Like we start the fall season in September, and you know, it goes from September to December. Basketball starts in October. So pretty much from 2 months of the season, I'm leaving early on practice days and match days to get mm-hmm. to basketball practice. And then whenever the spring season starts, which I believe is February, I'm going to be missing the first month of that because of basketball finishing up. So, you know, I make up for a full season, but I think I don't want to leave it all up to the teacher that I have, even though he's like the one that I said, hey, you know, I want you to be the coach, and he's taking it on. He's doing a good job. But you know, it's just
the obligation.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So once we get the flow, we'll be good. Yeah. It cracked me up though. It's funny story. Like, you know, being a coach, like when you talk strategy amongst the coaches, like you don't always tell the strategy to the kids. And so him and I were sitting there talking before our match on Wednesday last week, and we were playing a really good team. And I was like, all right, you know, I think this match, we stick with our top four racers for the first race. It's best 2 of 3. And I said, if anything happens, barring a blowout, I think that you should keep the top four racers in. Like, let our A team be the one that takes this entire race today. And he goes in there, he's talking to the kids. He's like, all right, guys, so we're going to start out with these four guys for the race. And if the race is close, we're going to keep. I was like, no. You don't tell them that. Like, you can't say that. And, of course, as soon as he says that, like, I've got a couple kids that were like, immediately – I'm like, no, dude. So I had to talk to him today. I was like, hey, man, look, like, there's a way to deliver that message. Yep. Don't do what you did. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
You know what you did? Do the opposite next time.
We got a big kick out of that. So I was like, there's a way that you have to talk to the kids about it. Like one of our Madden kids is heads above everybody else. And so knowing that we were playing a good team today, I was like, look, man, full transparency, I'm going to give you the reins today. If there's an opportunity that we find for a sub to get in, then, you know, we'll do that. Otherwise, like, you're locked in at the spot. We've got another match on Wednesday. We'll get you more playing time on Wednesday. Boom. I was like, that's all you have to do. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Oh, my God.
At least don't tell the kids they suck. Don't do that.
It's pretty much what it is. Like, okay.
I think every coach at some point does that. Not just once, but a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say, like, the first time, well, I would say almost probably majority of the time, you're doing your best not to do that. Uh-huh. And it just happens that way. And you're like, oh, crap. Like, yeah. I can't believe I just did that.
Man, if y'all heard half of my halftime speeches or pregame speeches, man, things I say in there. Yeah. You should ask my assistant coach about the locker room speech versus Cooper last year. That's one I got to keep off the record because that one was bad. I was so mad that game, dude. And the officials were right next to our locker room, so I know they heard everything I said to those kids.
Hey, sometimes they need to hear it. Like,
you got a lot of fire in them, man.
You gotta light a fire in them. You gotta rip the Band-Aid off. Let them see it. Let them know what's going on. Put them in. You know, get their sights right. It's all right sometimes.
Well, that's pretty much all I got on my end, man. It's like you said, we're super excited to get the opportunity to do the things that we do. We apologize for being silent, but sometimes you got to work in silence to get big things done. And I think this is a big accomplishment. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Time stamp it, bro.
Clip it.
Time stamp it, bro. But, you know, this was one of our big goals, and that's pretty much going to be, you know, our full year anniversary. So we're looking to do some fun things in there. And then obviously, like we said, Voices of the State episodes will start coming out. So those of you all that are interested, even if you weren't on our list during fall or VOV, please reach out, because we want as many people talking and sharing their stories and sharing their experiences as possible. So,
and also too, hold on, I'm gonna throw this in there. You're on a roll there, Jalen, but I would say to the people too, is like, those that want to come on and you want to share, like, we're not talking like it's got to be 15, 20 minutes long, like, easy 5-10 minute conversations of you sharing, like, maybe just like that one program that you're super passionate about and how it's grown. Or, you know, hey, you've had this one challenge. How did you overcome that? What'd you do? And where have you, like, where'd you go? You know, where are you at now because of that? Just keep that in mind for those that sometimes think like, oh yeah, it's got to be this long conversation. No, it doesn't. It can be short and it can be sweet and to the point. So just keep that in mind.
Perfect. Love that.
Short, sweet, and to the point. That's all we need.
Oh, and we can't end without us saying, you know, one takeaway. Like, we got to keep our trend going on here. What's the one takeaway? Marcus, what you got, man?
My one takeaway is at whatever program you got that you're nervous about, I would say just do it. And see what happens. I'd say just do it and see what happens. I told y'all earlier, we did our very first parent cafe. I've done trainings with them. I've loved them. I've been so hesitant to do it. And then, you know, me and our MHP, our counselor, we just did it and it worked out. It was perfect. Just do it. I felt like I wasn't prepared. We were prepared, but go for it.
Jalen, what about you, man?
Don't be afraid to try some new things. I think trying new opportunities is kind of a play on what Marco said. It's really a good way to kind of reset and refresh in your center. Sometimes we get stuck in our own ways and, you know, doing the same programs that we know have been successful. It's easy. So try new things. You know, this is a grant writing year. Take that feedback. If there's some new programs, ask your kids, what are some programs that they want? What's something that they're interested in? And take that information and run with it. Even if you only implement one new program this year, as long as it's something that the kids are interested in, you'll find some joy in it one way or another.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. Man, I got a lot of different things going through my brain. And I would say my biggest one this past week I was reminded of and to share with you guys that are listening is ask for help. When you're doing programs, you're doing things, ask for help. I've had another coordinator remind me of that this past week, and I'm glad that they did. So just remember that as you continue to do this amazing work, guys.
Cool, cool. Well, I love it. Sounds great. Everybody's doing well. We're back in the action. Like we said, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. And we hope that, you know, out of all the sessions that you can go to, we hope that you guys can join us. But until then, this was the Frisky Business Podcast. Catch y'all next time. See ya.